Oh, okay.
Hi, D. Thanks for calling back.
Hey, man. Yeah, after making you listen to all that big spiel, I certainly wasn't going to hang up on you. That state trooper, he whipped over right in front of me. I thought he'd seen me on my phone, but right on the other side of the road, about 300 feet up, was a trailer with a flat tire. So he went over there and got on showing them what to do, I guess. But
okay.
I'm Oregon. I'm not sure where you're at, California, I think. But up
right,
here,
yeah.
Talking on the phone while you're driving, the first time isn't too bad. It's like $180 fine. The second time,
right.
It's like getting a drunk driving ticket. I mean, they will
really
rip you apart. Yes.
Wow.
And since I drive half my life, if I didn't answer the phone, I never would get to talk to anybody.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
have you
anyway,
already gotten that first one then? You know how much it costs. I mean.
Yes, the guy, I was pulling out of a Walmart at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he whipped around in front of me and pulled me over. And told me some rules. If you're in the turning lane by the yellow lane, and there's two turning lanes, and there's two lanes that you turn into, you have to turn into the first. You can't turn out and go into the second,
okay.
Even if there's no traffic. He said I could write you up for that. And then he said I could write you up for, I had children, though they were in their car seats. They're pretty big kids, 8 or 9, pretty good size. They got girls.
Right.
And he said I could also write you up for endangering a child.
Mm.
He said I could write you up for a lot of stuff, being on the phone and inattentive driving. And he said, don't be on the phone because we can really, really get you in trouble for that.
Right.
And he wrote me fine one time, and that's been about 8 or 9 years ago. So
okay.
I don't want to do it again. I'm out here in the country by a cornfield now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you definitely don't want
to. Anyway, Paul, back to that after all that spiel, man. Local Splash has been a good outfit. The first time it worked out good. I thought maybe with all this AI it got more complicated because the second
time. It has.
And then I got another one for you. I was talking to a lady, I think Emma or somebody, and
yes.
And we got talking. I said, you know, when I look up Boise, I don't have, I'm like 16th over there. Nobody ever gets to see my name from there. And that's, Boise has a lot of wells. Like, I'm going to say like probably 10,000 at least.
Yeah.
And they're old. They were put in when they built Boise, like in the 60s and early 70s. And a lot of them just need fixed. And these other crooks tell these people, oh, no, you can't fix an existing well. You got to drill a brand new one. And that's just a lie. All
right.
You have to do is go down and clean out like the bottom 30 feet.
Exactly.
Set the people a screen, and then put their pump back in, and they're in business for about $8,000 instead of $35 or $40. And they pull it on them all the time, you know. And people they've called me literally just crying, you know. Oh, we don't have money like that. We'll have to borrow it from my husband's parents, and it's really a big deal, man. What I'm telling you. And like I said, it's water. It ain't like you're sizing up your Air Jordans. Not having water
right.
for little kids to go to the bathroom at 1 o'clock in the morning is a It's
yeah,
a big deal.
Big deal.
And,
deal.
You can have a $500,000 home sitting there that you're paying $3,000 or $4,000 a month for. And if you can't even use the toilet in there, it isn't much of a house. So, that ain't much money in your end of town, but up here in Idaho, $500,000 house
is
still a pretty good sized house.
No, you're absolutely right.
But anyway, I would like to get this to where when they Google wells and well drilling and water wells, and the lady says, well, we have you in Ada County. I said, Ada County? I said, how am I advertising in a county? Nobody does that. I mean, that's crazy. That went out with stealing chickens. You know, who's well drillers in my county? I mean, how would you even come across that? So I need to get this straight, Paul, and I'd like to get to advertising, man, and I know you'd like to get me signed back on and everything like that, and maybe upgraded and all that. But,
You need better results. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're right about, the algorithm changing and AI changing things. And we are on the cutting edge of what AI is doing and what we can do to use AI for our clients. I mean, it seems like almost every day and certainly every week we're getting new updates for how we're implementing AI both internally as a company and for our clients as well. So I know that we can make those changes for you. I also want to target keywords that will benefit you. I mean, I know you're not like the cheapest guy out there, but you're probably the one with the most integrity. You know, you're honest, your family man yourself, so I think you really do feel for these people that have kids.
Yeah, there's several,
you know, and not money to
some
waste.
Some of my clients, Kelly, Katie Brock and her family, and she told me, I asked her, I said, where did you get my number? I wasn't even advertising at that time because I was so overwhelmed with work. And she said, man, you're like the 16th guy we've called, or 14th guy we've called, or something. And I fixed her well for $7,000. Dave Adams and told them $36,000 and that you couldn't fix their existing well. And they got two little girls as cute as they can be, and they're both just out of college school teachers.
Oh,
so
wow.
Not only they have their ass in debt on bills for going to school, they just started out, just got their life together, first house, and the well goes out.
Right.
And, them kids didn't have any money. You know, they're just really getting started in life. And then,
exactly.
Them guys think it's cute. I mean, I've been in the office when they'll hang up the phone and laugh about it, be like, ha ha, yeah, this person's got this. They'll be worth $5,000. We'll get another $5,000 out of them. I mean, so that's where I want to be, Paul.
Yeah, and I think we can find the people that, you know, they might not have the resources to pay for water when they certainly don't have the resources to waste on getting overcharged by one of your competitors. So for the people that might type in affordable or honest or, you know, integrity, I mean, these are the things that we want to do to kind of add to the branding of your business and help you get those clients. I mean, I know you're not the guy or the guys. It seems like you're the only guy who is not out there trying to get every penny they can from these customers. You want to help people. I mean, you want to be able to, you know, water is, like you said, it's vital to life, and it shouldn't be, because of its importance, it shouldn't be something that you know, your competitors, we can't stop what they do, but they're taking advantage of the fact that these people need water, and they're, you know, obviously willing to pay for it because they have to. They don't have a choice. Like you said, it's not like you're remodeling your bathroom. You need water, and I think your competitors kind of have people over a barrel, and they're taking advantage of that. And I know that you just want to provide a quality service at a fair price. Like you said, if there's an existing well that just needs to be fixed, and you can, you know, get water running again at a fraction of the cost from what your competitors are charging to drill a whole new well when it's not even necessary. I mean, I know that we can get you business out there. You know, this person found you because they kept on looking. They kept on calling people. They says, well, we need water, but we also can't afford to pay more than we can afford, you know, and they kept finding somebody who would do it for a fair price. Fair and affordable, reasonable pricing. I mean, these are things that we can add to the content and make sure that you're getting phone calls. And I mean, the thing of that, I mean, once we start getting you more jobs and, you know, people start, you know, traditional word of mouth still works, right? If they know someone in the area, friend, family, you know, they can recommend you. And I know that you've been doing this for a long time.
Yes, I have a long time, and I've got a lot. Every client that I've got, I mean, it's still friends. I mean, I've got people that I worked with like 8 years ago, and you'd think would just be a person and a client and a business deal, but in reality, they're calling up saying, "Hey, man, what are you doing? My well's still working great, and my neighbor had a well drilled. They went 450 feet, and he can't even drink the water." And I mean, I get calls like that quite a bit,
right?
And so, you know, that's where all my clientele is. Oh, you know, my neighbor called and said this and that. But anyway, that's what I need to do is, I'm not shooting for any better code words or, click words or whatever you call them or anything like that. I want to know what it takes to get up higher on that Google advertising.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're paying us, $300, for Google Ads, which is kind of the minimum. You know, it went up. I mean, when you first started, we were doing Google Ads for $100, and I think you were with us for maybe 4 or 5 months. This was back in 2020, when the price of Google Ads went up simply because the cost per click went up. And $300 is good in some areas for some keywords for, you know, a smaller service area. I mean, I know that you can get better coverage. I mean, you're, know, you do travel. You're willing to travel. You know, you're willing to go even 150 miles for the right job, or 120, I think, is the number that we have here. And that's still a good number for you, right? 120 miles, if we can get you out there.
Yeah.
Now, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't want to just throw money at the problem, right? I mean, that's what unfortunately some of these potential customers are having to do. Their problem is they don't have water, and they're going to have to throw money at it, especially when it's one of your competitors that's doing the job there. But in this case, you know, a 50-mile service radius for that $300 would probably, you know, get you more traction. Or we can add to it. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you're making a sandwich for yourself. Your kid comes down and says, hey, Dad, can you make me a PB&J also? And you're looking at the jar thinking, man, there's barely enough for my sandwich, and now I have to make two of them. You know, that $300 does get spread a little bit thin when we're talking 120 miles. You know, we could shrink your service area, get you better results, better penetration, but I don't know that that's what you want to do, because there are people, I mean, like you said, Boise is super important for you. That's a critical market. That's thousands and thousands of wells that need to be, re-drilled, but not like a new well, but just fix the existing.
Yeah, they just need the bottom knocked out of there.
Yeah, exactly. I do still think that Facebook would benefit you tremendously, because again, that retargets people in your service area that are doing a search for well drilling, and they might not see you. They probably, you know, maybe they call one or two people, and then they're like, wow, this guy wants $40,000. What are we going to do?
That's
and then
exactly
they see,
what happened.
And then they don't hire anybody because they don't know what they're going to do. They don't have the money to pay for it, but
yeah,
they're still thinking, what
like,
am I going to do?
I can live with this, even though I can only shower, you know, only one family member can use the shower each day, and
right.
You know, every morning we're out of water. They're still
right.
Like, man, we can't afford that. We can't,
but then,
you know,
when the Facebook ads retarget that same person who did a few searches, maybe even made a few phone calls, when the Facebook ads will retarget that same person who's in your service area looking for your services, and then they say, well, let me call this guy because maybe he's not $40,000. And then they talk to you, and they hear what I'm hearing, which is an honest man, someone with a lot of integrity, someone who wants people to have water. You want to provide a good service at a fair price. I mean, all you have to do is get those people on the line, just like those school teachers that called you. Once they found you, they were happy, you know. And I think that
they couldn't believe it. Katie and Alan couldn't believe it. And they then they asked me, well, you know, when I got done, Katie called me a week later and said, we're ready to make another payment. I said, Katie, that was your payment. I said,
wow.
That's it. And she goes, well, how can they tell us $34,000 and you fixed our well for $7,000? I said, you want me to tell you the truth? Tell me lie to you, Katie. What do you think?
Yeah.
Said, man, I can't believe it. I knew you would be less after we talked, but I didn't realize you could. I said, Katie, I only drove 40 feet. I said, all I did, pulled your pump, drove 40 feet through a screen in the well and cleaned it out and drove off. $7,000, pretty good lick there for a couple of days.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
She was like, man, you've helped us so much, you just don't know. And, hey, it's so bad. They don't according to law, you can't have two wells on your place. So they're ripping these people off.
Wow.
And then they also have to abandon the old well. So there's another $5,000 or $6,000 there. So they're burning these people twice, and it happens like 9 out of 10. Yeah, it's that bad.
Yeah.
And then they just hate me because I let it rip and tell the truth, just like I'm telling you. I ain't telling no lies. I'm telling you exactly what goes on in the underground, because nobody but the well driller himself knows what's happening under there. Nobody, the landowner don't.
Yeah.
He thinks he's calling somebody that cares about him, and he ain't. He's calling Bernie Madoff is who he's calling. And he's about to get his ass skinned, and it happens a lot, Paul. I mean, a lot. 9 out of 10 times. I see it every day. Every day. But when I'm the 16th on Google, you know, there are very few people. Almost every job I got, it's like, hey, my friend, whatever his name or her name, told me about you, and we want you to come over and fix our well, too. And I'm like, all right, I'll get there as soon as I can. So
yeah.
That's kind of the way life's been for a pretty good time. So anyway, are you just calling to see if I still want to go back to the same thing, or what are you thinking we ought to do?
Right. I mean, obviously, getting it going is going to benefit you, right? But I want something that's going to help you and get you the calls that you're looking for. And I don't know if anyone did say, you know, the $300 is good for maybe 50 miles. And I know, you know, that's still within your service area to hit Boise and things like that. But I mean, to be honest, if we added another 100 or two to the Google ads, and then Facebook ads are really affordable. They're only $100. You know, whereas a Google ad might be $10, $15 per click, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So an extra $100 is about 400 clicks. And that's largely people who've already gone on Google and searched well driller or related keywords, right? I also do want to put some additional ads out there, retool the ads, kind of target people who might be, you know, typing in affordable well driller or something like that, right? Because people might do the search and then they call the guy and then like $40,000. Let me refine my search to maybe find somebody else who's not going to, you know, charge me an arm and a leg. So,
yeah,
you know,
I did a whole subdivision for Mike and Peggy Dempsey because they called the Drillers Mafia there, and they literally said, oh, call this guy, and then that guy's like, well, call this guy, maybe he can give you a bid. Well, they're all in bed together. So they called me up and told me, and I said, yeah, that's exactly what's happening to you. You're just be putting from one pawn to the next. And I said, that's exactly what's happening to you guys. And so I went out there and I drilled into their subdivision for 2 years. Until we had it all drilled up so, I mean, it happens a lot. So anyway, now after I talked to you, Paul, you're sounding to me like you're not too sure or not too wild about telling me, yeah, we can get you moved up the line on Google. So is that something what does it take to do that? What does it take to get in the number five spot on Google? I mean, are you talking about $10,000? Are you talking about 5 years? What does it take to get that done?
Well, it's more a combination of time than it is of money. I mean, no matter what your ad spend is for Google paid ads, Google ads do help your local search engine optimization. But I mean, we really do need to take a look at some of the keywords that we have for you and add to it. And I'll refine it and see if we can get those phone calls coming your way. Now, I don't want to just tell you to pay us twice as much or something like that. I don't think that's necessary. But like $200 instead of $300, $200 more instead of $300, so $500 for Google ads will definitely get you more clicks, more phone calls, cover your service area a lot easier. Like I said, it's more peanut butter to make those sandwiches. And I still think the Facebook ads, it's something that we haven't done for you, and it can work for you pretty well when those ads retarget someone in your service area who might have done a search, might have called a competitor to, didn't hire anybody yet, and when they see your ad, I mean, that's going to help give them the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. But, I mean, Google makes changes all the time. The benefit is we are a Google partner, so we get our updates from Google. So, I mean, AI is ever-evolving even by the second. So we have to do everything we can to stay up with in front of that. And the Google searches are changing all the time. You know, I mean, you'll see these AI-generated responses. So we definitely need to make sure that we're doing everything that we can. And I know that our team is making these changes. In fact, there's a message that, you know, they wanted to speak with you in detail. Catherine, I think, wanted to speak with you in detail about some of the changes that we're ready to make. I mean, obviously right now it's just kind of on an administrative suspension. So it's been, I guess July 6th was the last time that there was any payment on there. So it's been suspended for almost a month already. In fact, a little more than a month. It's not actually scheduled to come out of suspension until October 6th. It's kind of just sitting there in limbo, which is why they wanted me to call you just to see what your thoughts were. I don't want to, like, you know, blow smoke. I don't want to say, hey, just reactivate and things are going to get better right away. But I know that we have a plan, and after speaking with you, I'm going to help with that plan, some of the changes that we can make for you to get you those phone calls, get you those clients. And then, of course, every client is a happy, satisfied client. Once you get them on the phone, they're going to be a client. And once you do the job, they're going to, you know, spread the word. They're going to talk great things about you to anybody who will listen, whether they need a well or not, and especially the ones that say, hey, you know, I need a well, who should I call? Oh boy, I've got the guy you should call, and here's why. You know, you're gonna get your name out there for all the right reasons, and I don't know that your competitors are gonna like it too much, but I think they've been taking advantage of good folks for far too long, and you need to at least throw your hat in the ring. You need to be one of those options for people to see, for them to call, and maybe they don't see you right away, but they do a search on Google. Now those Facebook ads retarget that same person. You know, adding the $100 of Facebook ads will make a big difference for you. I know you said before you reached people where they weren't necessarily looking for your services. These ads are retargeting ads for someone who is in your area looking for your services. Getting it going again and maybe adding a little bit to the existing budget for the AdWords, that's going to benefit you as well. And of course, with the plan that we have after this has been on suspension now for a little over a month, I mean, that's going to benefit you too. After speaking with you, I do think there's value and benefit to targeting some of these keywords for people who need water but don't have the money to pay what your competitors are charging. They're going to keep refining their search. They're going to type in things like affordable or honest or, you know, whatever they type in, as long as it's along those kinds of, searches for someone who is not able to, like, squeeze blood from a stone. I mean, they need water, but like you said, some of them can't afford what those other people are charging them, and they just make do with what they've got, which is, you know, not enough water for their growing family. So I honestly think that
one thing, it rarely gets better. I mean, once you start having a problem, it's kind of like a tire. As you drive on, it's hard to get healthier.
It doesn't turn around, right? Exactly. So I mean, and I think that you want more than anything to help these people, you know, and charge a fair price, and not your intention, but it seems like you're blowing the minds of people who've called other guys, and you're able to fix their problem, get their well working again, get them that clean drinkable water with enough water for everybody to take
out. I'll give you an example here, and this is what I really want to point at. And you kind of got me interested in it again there for a while. I was going to just say forget it. And then I guess you guys give me my domain back and everything. But right. another, I mean, I just run into this stuff all the time. Listen, I've got to make a call. A guy's called me since me and you've been talking.
Oh,
and
boy.
I need to jump off here, but I want to talk to you again, or I'll call you.
That'll work. That's just fine. Yeah, I don't want to stand in the way of your day.
I kind of want to get this upgraded, we've talked some more. I just kind of want to get this going, you know, and push on through and get some action, because I guess what my question is why these other people have been up, you know, up in the top 3 or 4 or 5 for so long, and I can't seem to break that. But even brand new companies, companies that have not been in business very long, because I know whose kids they are, and I know they just started their own business, but yet they're, you know, way up there in the top 3 or no matter what, you can type in well water, you know, it'll come up when it ain't even with the list of everybody else. So I was just wondering how they're getting up there. I mean, obviously there's some way, and I was just wondering what the circumstances are. So, but I'll be in touch with you and call me back, or I'll call you. Bye-bye.
I will. Absolutely. And a real pleasure speaking with you. And we'll talk again soon. If not today, certainly it's Monday, so we'll speak in a couple of days, certainly before the end of the week. But you take care out there, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. You still there? I don't know if you can still hear me at all, but we'll talk again. We definitely will. Thank you.